Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, good morning. Thank you. Welcome to the Auto Bureau today. You can see everyone is here to do important business, especially dealing with our Auto Bureau. I would like to thank Sheriff Howard for being here and his team. Since taking office, I have conducted a review of each of the Auto Bureau offices. After talking with each of the employees who digitally work at these Auto Bureaus, one concern kept coming up, and that was the lack of security at our satellite offices. If you go to 170 Pearl downtown, the Rath building, you'll see the sheriffs at that door checking people when they come in for weapons and other materials. If you go to 92 Franklin, where my office is based off, we have the court personnel who are managing people when they come into the office. As you know today, when you walked into the door, there was no security. People are facing the public, which they're supposed to do. I'm here today to announce with Sheriff Howard that we are taking steps to remedy this. I've asked Sheriff Howard to have his office conduct a security assessment of all our auto bureaus to develop a security plan for county employees who work outside of the downtown area. I've also written to the Erie County Legislature, and I have filed a letter with them on Tuesday to let them know of these concerns. These employees working at our local auto bureaus process an average of 50,000 transactions monthly. An average of 40 to 50,000 Erie County residents enter into these offices to do business. These are different people coming in. When I'm talking 40 to 50,000 people, we're talking a divergent number of people, a different amount of people coming in. Remember, we announced earlier this year that we are in the final process of hiring 14 new people to open up Saturday service to help with the increased customer transactions that we are anticipating for this year. We are going to go from 40,000 license renewals up to 130,000 license renewals. We know that the auto bureaus can create an environment of high stress and anxiety for both our customers and our employees. One example of that is with the Real ID, we know that women who are married have to come in with their marriage certificates. When they are sent that documentation from the state of New York, that is not on the paperwork, and we're trying to remedy that with the state of New York to let them know that they have to give people the opportunity to have that proper documentation. Furthermore, Sheriff Howard has agreed to conduct an active shooter training at our various locations. Unfortunately, we live in different times. We have to be proactive. We are looking at our auto bureaus. Many of these auto bureaus were not designed for what is happening today in our society, and we have to be proactive on that. So with that, I want to thank Sheriff Howard and his team for coming here today and giving them an opportunity to talk a little bit more about how the Erie County Clerk's Office and the Sheriff's Office will be partnering once again on this very important issue. Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you so much.
Now,
I have really very little to add to that except to let your viewers know we already do an active shooter training program for different organizations. We do probably about two of them a month. We've done some at county buildings. I commend the clerk for his interest and his commitment now to his employees to address the workplace violence issues for both his workers as well as the public that are visiting here. We are immediately adjourning from this to begin our first meeting on what to do next. With me is Chiefs Petronic and Chiefs Joslin. Both of them have been involved in this training work in the past. We are very interested in how the public feels about both of these issues, but if some organization is interested in doing that program for them, they can contact our office and we'll try to schedule one for them as well. So thank you.
One of the things that we asked the sheriff to do, and we want to thank his team, as I stated earlier, at the Rath building downtown, we do have sheriffs at the door, checking people when they come in. They do an excellent, excellent job protecting the public and protecting our customers and our employees. However, there are always incidences that happen. So we asked the sheriff's office to look back, and we had over 115 incidences at that location just in 2017. To me, that's 150 too many, but with the great work of our sheriff's department, there were no injuries to our employees or to the public. However, we once again have to be proactive. So as the sheriff stated, immediately after this press conference, we were going to be sitting down and talking about this important matter. And of course, we want the public and our employees to be safe when they're doing business. Remember, public buildings, whether it's City Hall, County Hall, we've had discussions, I know, with the Department of Public Works, working with Homeland Security. We are looking at security at all our locations. What's unique about these buildings, they're quasi-government buildings. We lease this space from a private entity. The County of Erie does not own many of these satellite spaces, and some are government buildings and some aren't. This is owned by a private developer. So we're looking at this, we're looking at all avenues, and we're looking on how we can make this safer for everyone. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
What were some of the concerns you heard when you talked to employees at DMVs?
Sure. One of the things I've done since I've come into the office is, one, I wanted to meet every one of the employees, and two, I wanted to sit down. And we have face-to-face interaction. People forget things when they come in. They're not ready. Once again, the perfect example is with the Real ID. If someone is married, the state of New York requires that they have to have an original marriage certificate. If you take a day off and you come down here, we try to be very accommodating, but the state of New York has not given them the proper information. So a lot of times it's just confrontation with the employee who may be facing some type of questioning. And maybe the sheriff could talk a little bit about this. Materials that are brought in, whether it's knives or mace or other things that are not allowed within these buildings. I don't know if you want to talk about
that. Probably the only thing we could add is that we know, even from our own experience, it's frustrating to ever wait in line to give the government money. The longer you wait to give the government money, the more irritating it can be. So I think the clerks have expressed that people come to them already irritated. One of the discussions, we've met first on Friday, we're meeting again today, but the discussion we had on Friday is what can we do to reduce the stress or the irritation that the individuals feel both coming into the building and then again waiting in line only to find out that after you've waited and you've paid your dues in the way of time, you can't get the end product that you wanted because you lack some documentation that you might have been able to learn sooner. So we'll be addressing that as well.
And one of the things we're talking about is people can make a reservation. Once again, we're emphasizing this. They can go online, and if they make a reservation, they do not have to wait. So we're trying to emphasize that if you have time constraints, you can come in. But I can't help but say once again, we are going to be opening up on Saturdays in North Towns. I'm hopeful that that can be done within the next month. We're hiring 14 new employees by the end of the month. In addition to that, people need to be ready when they come in. And as the sheriff said, you know, sometimes this could be a frustrating experience. We're going from 40,000 transactions up to 130,000. As you can see, there were people waiting out just to come in the morning. So we're doing our best to look at this. But once again, we want the public to be safe. We want the employees to be safe. There shouldn't be two standards. If you work downtown, you have a safer, you work in a safer building than if you work offsite at a satellite. There should not be two standards, and I promise the employees that I would look into this, and we're going to follow through, and we're going to go to the legislature and let them know what's going on.
How many satellite locations are need to be addressed here?
We all together, we have what, Mace? 10 all together? Yeah, 10 locations. So we have 12 in total. So if you take, but 10 will be 10 satellite locations we'll be looking at.
Sheriff, how often do you face calls?
Well, actually, our deputies working in, actually, some of those are county security, but they work in teams at the locations that they're at now. They have incidents there daily of people coming in with articles, again, knives, sometimes firearms that they should not be bringing into the building anyway. Those are issues that without the magnetometers would have potentially been confronted by the clerks, but it's on a daily basis we encounter people trying to enter the buildings downtown with articles that they should not have.
Are there issues with fights or people trying to get
them? We have fights. We had an incident, I think, last week with an individual that just refused to go through the processing to come into the building. So, again, the people that are coming into the building, what building they go to is a function of their choice. It's not like all the problem people go downtown. The fact that we maybe haven't seen the problems at the satellite offices is because we didn't have anyone there checking for them.
We had an incident at this facility where someone came in and they didn't have the proper documentation, and they threatened one of our clerks. To me, that's unacceptable. And although these people who are working here very, very hard and diligently, they shouldn't face that. They should be treated with respect, and the public should treat them with respect, and they should treat the Republic with respect. It's a two-way street. But remember, we're living in a very, very different time today. And we need to be proactive. We are looking, working with Homeland Security and the Department of Public Works for the county, we are looking at the county building, we are looking at the RAP building, but we are not looking at these satellites. And that's why I wrote the letter to the legislature to make sure that this is a priority. Just because you work offsite doesn't mean you should not be as secure. And it has happened, and thank God we've got good managers, experienced managers, who know how to handle situations. And of course, in the last resort, we have 911, and they're great, and we honor our first responders. But sometimes, when it comes to an incident, seconds matter.
Are we looking at the possibility of metal detectors and things like that at these bureaus?
I'm looking at all possibilities. I'm not taking anything off the table, for me at least.
How practical is it to have one of your deputies stationed at auto bureaus while during business hours?
That was a recent addition to the facilities downtown. It came obviously with a price tag that was paid by the county. That's our hope now, that we will be able to explain to the county why just checking the downtown facility and ignoring the satellite offices is a mistake. Our next step will be jointly to approach the legislature for funding for whatever it is we determine we need to do.
And we do have some funding that when I first came into office we identified for one-time reoccurring costs. I know the sheriff and I are working on additional projects together. So we do have some funding in the clerk's account that we could use for maybe one-time cost. But of course, it's going to be up to the legislature on long-term costs of maybe placing sheriffs within the auto bureau.
Some people might ask,
now
serving, why is this
413
at
window 8. Now serving 414 at window 1.
Well, it's not just the clerks that are concerned about this. The public that comes to government buildings are equally concerned. And again, where we've identified that this problem occurs downtown, the downtown facilities, why might it not occur then at any of the satellites, which we haven't done the security for?
And it's happened, as I said it. We've had one of our clerks threatened in this facility. We've had problems in other facilities. And if you notice, if you go to the banks, remember, they're doing transactions. They're transferring money. I can reach across that counter right now, or I can jump over that counter. There's no impediment there. These facilities were not designed for security. So we inherited these facilities. I was not the clerk, but one thing we're going to do is we're going to be proactive and we're going to look at these things.
And now remember, this is a multi-step thing as well. So one of the things we're doing is a training program for the workers, what to do if. So not just in the act of shooting, what to do if someone's attempting, who knows what, or if they observe who knows what. How can they better share information on individuals? So again, this is kind of the beginning that we wished we had started sooner.
At window 16.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.